Hey, this is Wesley Billion Dollar Virgin here. Welcome to another Millionaire Midnight Rant. It's approximately 12:33 a.m. I am still currently located in Medellin, Colombia, and I apologize for my tardiness, but I'm here to give all of you the opportunity to pick my brain, to comment questions below, and just imagine this. Imagine if you can ask a multimillionaire anything about business, about manifestation, anything that you need to hear, or maybe a question that you need answered. And if that millionaire was there with you and he could give you that answer, what would that question be here? Many of you know I am a young black man from Houston, Texas. I'm currently 24 years old. I'm just kidding. But I'm a self-made millionaire. I'm in the digital marketing space. I'm a real estate investor as well. I'm currently worth about $40 million. That's liquid and assets. And I'm a father as well. And I'm living my best life. I'm living a life of freedom. Okay? It's more, I'm living a free life, which means I don't have to report to anyone. I don't have to drive to work. I can spend time with my children. I can take vacations around the world with my woman. I can bless my parents. Okay, I could do whatever I want to do for the rest of my life. And I want to give you that same gift as well. And to do that, you have to ask me questions, okay? Got to kind of humble yourself and say, you know, Wes, I want more money. I want to make different choices in life. I want to start a business. I want to make more money. I want to make more money on autopilot. I want to learn how to automate my business. So let's talk here. Questions here. My sales team is struggling. What are the couple of tips for getting them better? Yeah, so that's great. I have a sales team as well. And some of the things that I've done to improve my sales team is, one, training. You should do training every single day. And when I talk about training, what I mean is you have to find the person who sells the most, and that person should be the person that's training your group, doing mock calls. Another thing is you have to learn how to motivate and to inspire. Let me go deeper on that. You need to have a conversation with every person on your sales team and discover their why. And ask them what they want. That's what I do with my team as well. Because if I help my team get what they want, they will help me get what I want. So you need to find out what their wants and needs and desires are. Because if you can fulfill them, then they would do better. Make sense? That was a great question, by the way. How, at 59 years old, try and make money and be successful financially? Yeah, Lisa, it doesn't matter your age, and 59 years young is a perfect age to make money. Believe it or not, Ray Kroc, who is the guy that stole McDonald's, he was in his 50s before he became a billionaire. Steve Harvey was in his 50s when he became a multi-millionaire, so it's not too late. The thing is, Lisa, you need to find out, one, what you want to do, and then got to stick to it, okay? And then you got to find somebody that's doing exactly what you want to do, and you need to do it better. Does that make sense? Like, the great thing about the internet and the great thing about starting a company, if you choose to do that, somebody more than likely has already succeeded in what you're trying to do. And if you're trying to do something that no one has ever done, I wouldn't suggest you to do that. Especially if you haven't made your first million yet. Like, if you're trying to make your first million, your first $100,000, I would say the fastest way to do it is just to model another product or service that already exists and just make it better. I give some examples. Facebook, MySpace, McDonald's, Burger King, Bank of America, Chase Bank. A chair that rocks, a chair that rolls, a chair that reclines, tires. I mean, right? Just model model was already working. Bed sheets. How many different bed sheets are there? Right? Beds, mattresses. Right? So find something out there in the marketplace and just model it. Just don't copy it, but model what they're currently doing. You know, how many times have you went through a drive-through at a restaurant? It's always the same exact experience. You go to the first, you know, whatever you call that thing, that speaker or that menu, and you talk to the speaker. Then you go to the next window and you get your food, you pay your money. I mean, everybody has adopted this system, okay? What challenged you the most in sales in the beginning, and how did you overcome it? I'm going to be honest with you, Ethan. I'm a natural salesperson, you know, and I think honestly, like, I did gain more skill as it relates to selling, but I always had this cockiness about myself and believed that I can just do anything, honestly. So maybe I didn't have all the skill, but I don't know. If I wanted to convince someone to do something, I just believed that I can do it, honestly. But over the years, obviously, I did learn skills and how to sell. I'll say one book you should read is Influence by Robert Cialdini. Read every book that Robert Cialdini has written. It will teach you how to sell and teach you how to persuade and influence people. Okay? So definitely educate yourself. Can people in your life cut off your manifestation energy? I wouldn't say that people can cut off your manifestation energy, but I'll tell you this, that if you have people who are less than positive or negative people or cynical people, it will disrupt your energy. And you'll still manifest, but you're more likely you're going to manifest things that you don't want. I want you guys to understand something about manifesting in general. You're always manifesting. There's not a moment that you're not manifesting something. Either manifesting things that you want or manifesting things that you don't want. But you're always manifesting something. Does that make sense? Manifestation itself is just not defined as a positive experience. Manifestation is just an experience. It can be positive. It can be negative. It doesn't matter. So we're always manifesting. So if you're around people that are sucking the energy out of you, or they're very negative people, or complainers, and just suck your energy, then obviously you're going to manifest more of what you don't want. So I would say definitely plan your exodus. Hey, Joey, how are you? Are you guys taking notes? Take notes, ladies and gentlemen. Take notes. Hey, Nikki Grapes. You know, I learned this from a mentor. Not a mentor, but just a guy I met years ago in my 20s. And this is when I was in network marketing. I'll never forget going to a network marketing seminar. And I was in the front of the room. And he noticed that I wasn't taking notes. He said, "Young man, you must know all this information already." True story. It was in Houston, Texas. And I said, No, I'm just listening. He said, "Young man, whenever someone is talking that is making more money than you are, if they have the lifestyle that you want to have, write it down, take notes." Okay? Be a serious student. Don't just be a student of success. Like, just don't sit here and just listen to me. A serious student takes notes, write it down. Right? He gets very immersed, very engaged. So make sure you take notes. Oh. Next question for Hey Dickie Grips. How to cleanse that negative energy? I mean, you don't have to cleanse negative energy, folks. Like, you know, you don't have to. It's nothing to cleanse. You just have to understand that if you have negative energy around, like people who are negative around you, then you just need to exit or remove yourself from these people. And if these people are your significant others, then you need to file for divorce, honestly. You need to break up with them. You know, I'm buried. I'm dead serious. If it's your mom, it's your daddy. Tell your mom and daddy that you can no longer talk to them for a very long time. You love them, but you're going to love them from a distance. And I get it. It may seem to be cruel, but that's life, folks. I mean, think about it. The average person that lives to about 70 years old, right? So you're going to spend your entire life trying to please other people's negative energy? Why? What's the point? And I get it. Some, oh, that's your family. So what? You know, listen, if my family's not on board with my energy, then I don't want to be around my family if they wasn't on board with my type of energy. Right? It doesn't do any, I'm doing myself a disservice if I continue to be around anybody that chooses to be miserable. Does that make sense? It's okay to be sad sometime, down sometime, but to choose to suffer every day of your life, to choose to always see the clouds, even though the sun is shining, like, who wants to live like that? Does that make sense? It doesn't matter how close you are with your family. Doesn't matter who the significant other is. What's the point of living a miserable life when life is a blessing? And that's something you got to think about when you choose to separate yourself from people. Because when I did that, I got very, very wealthy. I mean, honestly, when I decided to separate from everybody, and I realized the more I isolate myself, you know, some people think the isolation is not a good thing, such as, well, you can't be social, you need to be around people. I would have to defer and say, no, I think isolation is smart. I think to be with yourself alone is important because it gives you the opportunity to recharge. It gives you the opportunity to manage your own emotions and to activate your emotional regulation. So when you do decide to be around people, you're not just triggered. Many of you are just triggered all day long, which is why you can't focus on anything. You can't focus on your business. You can't focus on your life. Can't focus on your marriages or relationships. Can't focus on your health because you're constantly triggered by external factors. Social media, your friends, your family, your people, somebody that texts you. You're always triggered, your coworkers. So isolation has allowed me to make a ton of money and to increase my own personal quality of life. And you should do the same thing as well. What's next? Can you express me some of those delicious food that you've made? Express? Nikki, I don't understand the sentence. But that's my shelf. The shelf is preparing all that. What I do is I get on TikTok. And you know on TikTok how they have all these different foods and all these different recipes. So I just send it to my assistant, and then my assistant sends it to the chef, and the chef makes it. And he makes sure that it's healthy as well. So that's a great thing about having a chef. You know, whatever you want, you can just send them the video. So I eat good tonight. Like every night, honestly. Thank you, Lisa. You're a rock star as well. How you deal with a toxic ex that has a child by you and that keeps coming in and out of your life? You know, first of all, don't call your ex toxic because you have a baby from this woman. You have to be smart. Like, there's many men out there that have babies from women and they're no longer with the women and they speak so negatively, so cynical about their ex. Listen, I have 3 children, 2 biological children, right, by the same woman. And there was a time when we were dealing with each other. It was interesting, but I would never call her toxic. I would never degrade her. I would never talk negative about her. Why? One, because I have sex with her, right? I mean, I made a decision to have sex with her. 2, she has my children. So why would I talk down? It doesn't matter what this woman is doing, right? She can be evil. She can be terrible, whatever. But you should never talk negatively about the mother of your children. right? And if she's toxic, negative, cynical, it's probably because something that you're not doing, right? Listen, I'm going to be honest with you here. Check it out. I don't know many women that have a baby daddy. If the baby daddy is taking care of her financially, I mean, really taking care of her and the children financially, I don't know any mother, a woman that's complaining and bitching and being toxic. Usually the men that have problems with the mother of their children, it's because it's something that you're not doing. And usually it's connected to finances. You're not taking care of her and the children properly. Make sense? So instead of calling her toxic and saying, what can I do? I don't know what to do with her. You know, I'm trying to be a good person. Listen, stop being a good person and give that woman some money. Can I get an amen? All right? Stop trying to rationalize with her. Pay the rent. Pay for some diapers. Get that woman child support. Does that make sense? Do that. Money's a powerful thing. Money's a beautiful thing. So be smart. But don't ever call the mother of your children toxic or, oh, she's evil, she's a bitch. That's just stupid. Because you're a dumbass. You're the person that chose her. You had sex with her. So that makes you the stupid person. So you can't call her toxic when you chose her. That means that you can't make proper decisions when it comes to selecting women. Okay. What's next here? Next question. More saying the relationship was toxic. Yeah, that's fine if it was toxic. So what? Okay, so what do you do now? Take care of her. Be kind to her. I don't care if she's mean to you. I don't care if she's an asshole to you. Be kind to her. You know, men, they want to be leaders in the household. They want to be leaders of women. But a leader is not just telling the person what to do. A leader is a person that's able to discipline himself. A leader can manage his own emotions. A leader realizes that he doesn't have to be triggered by the woman about what she says. That's what a leader does. A leader can tell himself what he's supposed to do and actually do it. Okay, a lot of you men, you're not leaders. You're allowing women to make you feel all type of ways and you think it's the woman's fault. In my opinion, it's never the woman's fault. And I know you men are not going to like this because a lot of you men are just very immature, but it's never the woman's fault. Let me tell you why. Women are naturally followers of men. They just, it's a natural thing when it comes to a woman. Let me tell you why. If you had a daddy, if any woman had a daddy, most women did have a daddy. I know some women did not. But if you have some type of man in your life, women naturally look up to the man to provide for them. The daughter looks up to her father to provide food, to protect her. Daddy, I need this daddy, 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 right? That's where that comes from. Daddy's a little girl. So women naturally want to be led by a male figure, okay? Even if the woman didn't have a father, still women want to please a man in some way. So women want to be naturally followers. So listen, if you're a woman, if she's having issues or, you know, whatever she's doing that you don't like, well, you need to do some self-introspection. There are some cases that maybe you need to leave the woman because she's just not the right one for you. But usually it's not woman's fault. You know, when you get in these relationships, men are always trying to blame the woman. Well, first of all, man, if this woman was so terrible, if she was so bad, why were you with her 5 years and 10 years? I know men who have been married for 10 years and now they decide to get a divorce. So, you know, I just can't stand her. She this, she does this, she did this, she did this. I couldn't take. Well, it took you 10 years? Are you stupid? Does that make sense to you? Like it took you 10 years to realize that this woman wasn't the right one for you? You're the stupid one. It's not her. As a man, you need to be intelligent and be smart, because that's what women like about men. Women like a man that's intelligent, smart, knows what he wants, knows how to say no, has standards. Does that make sense? So it's ridiculous when I hear men, oh, I'm gonna get divorced after 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. I mean, what? That's insane. within 1 year, I know if I'm with a woman within 1 year, I know if she's going to be a woman that I'm going to deal with long term. Actually, within 6 months, it's very easy for me to let women go because I know this is not a good fit for me. I'm not going to try to improvise or compromise my standards because I have standards for women. A lot of you men, you don't. And that's why you deal with anything. And that's why you are so confused when it comes to women. And women are very easy. It's not even difficult to be with a woman to function with a woman at all, in my opinion. Okay? If you don't believe that, you need to read the book, The Way of the Superior Man. More like we separated and I'm focusing on myself after not tolerating certain behavior. But she keeps coming back around, making it difficult to move on. Well, you allow her to come back around. What do you mean? What, she's coming back around? Well, you having sex with her? That's probably what you're doing. Well, that shows how weak you are as a man, Joey. That's your problem. Like, if you can't tell that woman, say, hey, I'm here for the baby and the baby only. If she's trying to be sexual with you, it's up to you to say no. If you don't have the ability to say no, then you can't sit here on this live and bitch and complain about that woman. Okay? Next question for me here. Hey, Jordy, how are you? Tyler, how are you? Look at me out here giving relationship advice. That's so funny. Do you use the law of attraction? I just meditate. You know, honestly, you know, I'm not here to try to give relationship advice, but to me, it's not that difficult when you think about a man dealing with a woman. Most men don't need to be dating at all, in my opinion. Just what I've seen for the past couple of years. Men need to focus on themselves. And usually the man that have the most issues with women are men that lack in certain areas of their life, such as their finances, their physical, the physicality, their lack of emotional intelligence, and their lack of communication skills. Honestly, that's it. And it's so unfortunate that men believe that women should accept them for who they are. And I think that's absolutely ridiculous for a woman just to accept you. Why would you want a woman to accept the worst version of yourself? Why? Like, you know you have issues. You know you have problems. You know you're dealing with stuff. And I don't hear this bullshit. Well, everybody's dealing with something. Where's everybody? Well, we're not talking about everybody. We're talking about you. Like, a lot of you men, you need to fix and reconstruct yourself. Instead of being out here chasing women and trying to find the right line to tell the woman and trying to, I mean, come on. Like, fix yourself first. Okay? Work on you. What's next? Have you thought about the direction of Bitcoin? I have not thought about that. Wes said, after 15 years, he discovered his son was foreigner. What son and who is he? All right, Steph, let me let you join here. You have a question, okay? Let's go. How to manifest quickly. Is there any science that we're about to unlock the flow of manifestation? Okay, I can answer that question. I guess Steph don't want to go live here. So how to manifest wealth quickly? First of all, let's remove the word quickly. Because as it relates to the universe doesn't really work in time. Like, anything can happen tomorrow. There are infinite possibilities that can happen tomorrow morning, okay? Too many possibilities. The issue is you just don't believe that the possibilities that you want to acquire, you just don't believe it will happen, but there are infinite possibilities. Okay? So listen, this is how you know that you're getting ready to bring in what you want to bring in. when you stop thinking that you're not getting what you want. Does that make sense? Like when you make a decision that, okay, I'm no longer worried or stressed out about not having this thing, wealth, money, husband, wife, whatever you want. When you start thinking about it, or thinking about the lack of, well, that's when it happens. Okay? Wesley, modern women aren't wife material. Well, I don't know what type of woman you're dealing with, okay? I'm going to tell men this. You know what I don't like about men as well? They always generalize because they watch too much social media. And they say, well, you know, there's no more modern woman out there, no traditional woman. There are plenty of modern traditional women on the planet. I mean, traditional women on the planet. Plenty. Almost every woman I've ever met was a traditional woman. My question to you, young men, what type of woman do you attract? When you see the signs of a woman that's modern or non-traditional, why do you continue to stay with her? When you see the red flags, why do you continue to move forward? Let me tell you why. Because one, you have no self-esteem. Two, you have a low self-image. You don't think of yourself as a high-value man. So you just settle. So don't give me this bullshit about, well, you know, it's only modern women. They don't want to cook. They don't want to clean. Yeah, there's many traditional women on the planet. What are you talking about? Millions of them. Okay? What's next? And Tristan said, barely in America. First of all, Tristan, do you know how many people are in America? It's more than 800 million people. And maybe 50% of that are women. What are you talking about, barely in America? How many women have you dated? Have you dated a 1,000 women? Even if you dated 1,000 women, that's not even 1% of the amount of women that's in America. So what are you talking about? Stop generalizing based off your personal experiences. See, men, what you don't realize that you attract who you are as a human being. Whoever you are is the type of woman that you attract in your life. Right? So if you're attracting the wrong type of woman, you don't need to look at women. You need to look at yourself. I've only attracted very amazing, beautiful, great women. And I made a decision if I no longer wanted to keep this woman around. But I didn't blame them. Like, honestly, they didn't do anything wrong. They just did things that didn't align with my values. Does that make sense? So if you're attracting a woman that you know don't align with your value and your standards, then why you continue dealing with this person in a relationship? Why even waste your time? You know why you're wasting your time? Because you want to have sex. You want to fuck. That's your problem. You allow your penis to guide your life. And if you allow your penis to guide your life, you're going to have a very, very interesting life, not in a good way. Does that make sense? Because you're going to make a ton of mistakes. Going to have a baby from a girl that you don't want to have a baby from. You're going to cheat. Like, you're going to have a very fucked up life if you cannot contain and manage your sexual desires, man. It's important. Okay? Hey, Nancy, how are you? Oh, Lord. Tristan, he says most traditional women are in Dubai. Have you ever been to Dubai? Like, have you ever been? That's another thing. And I'm not picking on you, Tristan, but a lot of you men, you know, when you speak or even when you type in the comments, like, you sound so uneducated. Like, how can you talk about an experience if you've never even been? You've never even been to Dubai. So how do you know that traditional women are in Dubai? How do you know? You've never been there. Well, I heard. Well, you heard from who? A lot of you men need to learn how to shut your mouth until you have something profound to say. A lot of you men need to educate yourself first. You're yapping, you're running your mouth, and you're talking about nothing. I can't tell you how many women can't stand when women just talk. You know, I mean, men, you know, on a date, men just talk about themselves, talk about this, talk. Just can't even shut his mouth. And the more the man talks, the less the women are interested in the man. Women can contest to this. Look in the comments below. Men, learn how to shut your mouth, okay? Wes, do you drive yourself in Colombia? No, I have a driver. Wesley, when I read that, but the Dubai women, I was like, how does he know this? What is up? Yeah. Tristan says, you live in Dubai. Okay. All right, cool. Well, my apologies, but still, you know, don't make assumptions. Don't make generalizations. First of all, how many Dubai women have you dated? First of all, I've been to Dubai thousands of times. I've been there a lot. And let me tell you something about Dubai. Aside from the Arab women, the average woman there are prostitutes. Are they not? Are women that are trying to find the sugar daddy? Like, so what women are you dating out there? Wes, are you willing to marry? I don't think marriage is important for me. I have a girlfriend and I'm happy. We don't need to be married. We just love each other, you know, and that's all we need. I don't see why marriage is important, honestly. For what? I could buy a ring and everything. How much did you buy your followers for? I didn't buy my followers, Austin. What's next? Any more questions for me? Hey, Casey, how are you? Mika. JB Racket, any more questions for me, folks? Ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Hey, Lauren, how are you? Hey, Jeannie, how are you? Question, how's business going? It's going very well. And make sure if you're going to spell the word going, don't forget the G, my guy. G-O-I-N-G. How do I get back into my God-like focus program? Just log in. If you need support, just reach out to support@contactwest.com. Yeah. Sue the trader, Kaka, how are you? What time is it in Colombia? It is 1:07 in the morning. 1 o'clock. Feeling good. I'm very relaxed right now. When are you going to bring Kevin O'Leary on the live? Never. Next question for me. Folks, I'm here to help you with your business. I'm here to help you manifest your dreams. Okay? Questions. Wes, it's time for you to go to bed. Lisa, I'm in bed right now. And I'm comfortable, very. I'm relaxed. The Bill, how are you? Screwed head. Carrie, Rogers. How are you, sir? Go to bed and stick to motivation speaking rather than trivia crap. You do a good job. C. Reed, don't get blocked, my guy. Okay. You know, this is, I know why a ton of successful people, even the ones that I know, they don't go live. They don't want to talk to people. They don't even want to be, you know, because of comments like that. Because there's always somebody throwing some rocks at somebody. And I was like, why? You know, it's like, shut the fuck up and listen. I'm like, like your comments, it doesn't even matter. You know, when people try to tell me, well, you should do that, you should. I'm like, but like, what's even the point? Like, you're going to go back to your normal average life, and I'm going to go back to my fabulous life. And, you know, you think why millionaires don't want to help average people, because you act that way. You have no idea. You know, this is why successful people, they just don't want to fool with average poor people. I'm just being honest with you. And I'm not trying to throw shade. I'm just being honest. They don't want to fool with you, man. Honestly, they just do not. Because just average poor people, they're just so ridiculous at times. The thing that they do, how they talk, how they speak. You just don't even want to be around these people at all. Like, I honestly, I'm happy to be by myself. Like, I got my woman, my children. Of course, I got fans as well. But, man, I prefer not to be around people at all. I love it. You know, when some people are like, well, you're not going to be around nobody? That's not healthy. Have you not been around people lately? I don't want to do what they do. Like, I don't smoke. I don't drink. I don't have unintelligible conversations. I don't want to hang out. I don't want to do none of this stuff. Okay? I don't want to sit around with a group of guys and talk about women. You know, I don't know. That's not my thing. I don't want to go play pickup basketball. I don't know. I don't want to do these things at all. I do not. I just prefer not to be around average people. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to tell you that. This is a rant, being honest with you. Like, I could talk to you online, like here. And the reason why I don't like talking to average people, because everything that comes out of their mouth is averageness. You know, they either complaining, bitching, telling me, that's not reality, Wes. What are you talking about? That's not possible. I'm trying to tell you what I've, like, sometimes I try to tell people what I've done in life and how they can do it. And they're like, well, that's not reality. Everybody can't do that. That's different. Well, come on, Wes. Well, no, I mean, like, I'm like, in my mind, like, shut the fuck up. What are you talking about? I'm winning. Obviously, you're not winning. That's why you want help from me. You want advice. I was talking to a young man today. I was working out in the gym today. And honestly, I was working out. He noticed me, recognized me. He's a black young man from Florida. Him and his wife, they got a place here in Columbia. We'll go back and forth. And he wanted to take a picture, and it was cool. And he has several dentists. You know, but you know, one thing I liked about this young man, he asked me some advice and he just shut his mouth and listened. He didn't tell me, well, no, I know this, I got this. No, he didn't do that. He listened. He's already successful. I mean, obviously, he want to be more successful, but he just shut his mouth and listened. He didn't say, well, no, Wes, I got this. Well, I'm doing this already, but I'm already. He just listened. That's it. And I think he was older than me. Not sure. But a lot of you men and women, you don't listen. You just talk too goddamn much. You know, y'all are trying to tell me what I, you know, oh, no, I'm doing this. No, I got it. No, I read that book. No, I did this already. No. You're telling me something I've already heard before. Okay, well, stop talking to me then. Go back. Go to bed. You know, go to work. Go do something else then. Unfollow me. Block me, please. So we never have to conversate again in life. The point is, if you ever want help from anybody in life, if you genuinely want help, close your mouth, shut your mouth, and listen. Wes, do you provide? Hey, Jennifer. Wes, do you provide life coaching? I do, but I'm very expensive, honestly. Like the young man today, he wanted to pay me money to coach. And I said, man, you don't need me, man. You don't need to pay me anything. You're already successful. Your issue is, see, what happens with people, listen, a lot of you think that a lot of poor and average people follow me. They do, but it's very successful people follow me as well. And let me tell you what they like about me, okay? I'm going to be honest with you. They make money. They make money, of course. Some make more money than me. The reason why people like me, the people that make money that follow me, is because I'm living the lifestyle. Like, it appears that I'm living my lifestyle with the amount of money that I'm making, and I'm doing it easier than them. Does that make sense? That's why people like me. I'm on video. I'm smiling. I'm happy. Hanging out with the kids, hanging out with the children, taking my boo around. I mean, I'm just having a good time. But it's a lot of rich people out there, and they're not having a good time with their lives. All they're doing is working and working and working, and they're not enjoying the process. So some people are like, man, God, you know how many millionaires I know? They don't have nice, fancy cars. And maybe they don't want one, and maybe they do, but they're like, damn, he just got all these cars, he's enjoying himself. He just, I want to enjoy myself. I know a lot of people, in business, they make money, but they're not enjoying their life. That sucks. Me, I'm enjoying my life. I'm rich and I'm actually happy enjoying my life. Okay? And my advice to millionaires, or even if you're successful in your own right, like if you follow me, I want you to understand, you don't need to pay me or anybody else money. What you need to do is find out what you want. That's what I told a young man, because he wanted to pay me money. He said, can I pay you money to do a seminar, blah, blah, blah. I said, man, listen, you don't need that. I said, you are successful, man. You have many dentistries around the world. You and your wife, you're doing very well. You got two places, Colombia and Fort Lauderdale here. Your issue is you don't know what you want. Or maybe you got what you want and you haven't thought about what do you want next. See, when I designed my life personally, when I didn't have any money, I said, I want to make money, but I want to enjoy my life. I want to make money easily. And whatever I do to make money, I want to have fun in the process. So a lot of you say, well, I just want a business and I want to make $1 million. Well, not me. I want to make millions and millions of dollars, and I want to do it on autopilot. I want to do it while I travel the world with my children. I want to do it while I travel the world with my girlfriend. I want to do it while I want to make money while I make love. I want to enjoy what I do, why I inspire and help other people do the same thing as well. That was in my journal. That's what I wrote. Okay. What's next? Next questions for me. And watch out for the fake Wesley Virgins, folks. That is not me. I only have one account. Okay? So if it's another account asking you for money, that is not me at all. You're welcome, Andrea. I'm looking at the questions here. Yeah, watch out, that Wesley $1 million, you know, that weird name there. It's a lot of scammers that are duplicating my profile, and they're trying to scam you, folks. So please do your due diligence. That is not me, okay? I would never reach out to you, and I would never ask you for money, okay? Thank you, Joey, for my flowers. Did you get value here tonight, ladies and gentlemen? Did you get value here tonight? How can you talk to rich people if they are very busy? Well, Garcia, that's a great question here, you know. Yeah, they are busy. But that That doesn't mean that you can't try to talk to them. Is it going to be difficult? Absolutely. You know, listen, let me tell you why it's so difficult to get a rich person's time. Because there are so many people like you that is trying to that is trying to get a moment of their time. Do you think, Garcia, do you think you're the only person that's trying to have a conversation with a millionaire? Do you think you're the only person that's trying to have a lunch with a millionaire, dinner with a millionaire, doing a partnership? Do you think you're the only, just think for a second. Millionaires are not a dime a dozen, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, we have, like in my DM, hundreds a day. Just random people asking me for all types of shit, right? So we have to sort through all that. So you got to think about it. So you have to put yourself in our shoes. Don't think just because you make a decision, okay, now I want to start a business and I want a millionaire to help me. That doesn't mean they're going to be available for you. It's going to be tough to get a millionaire's time. Almost impossible, but it is possible. Okay, but you got to work for it. You got to grind for it. Does that make sense? What's the next? Of course not. My cousin told me you're stealing their time. Yeah, it's going to be difficult. It's not going to be easy, but it's not impossible. I would say if you want to get a millionaire's time, do something that's significant and that's worth the millionaire's time. Do your research on the millionaire. Do your research on that person. Find out what they're doing. Find out what they need. Think outside the box. Any more questions for me before I let you go? Okay, I guess that's it. Thank you for joining me tonight, by the way. Thank you for joining. I appreciate all of you. Remember this, in life, you don't get what you want out of life. You get what you picture. Picture the life that you want every day, every night, every morning. Just for 5 minutes, you know, just think about it and think about, you know, what do I want for my life? And then write it down and continue to write it down until it gets clear. You know, I wish you guys would trust me and believe me when I share that with you, but I get it. You live in a world of instant gratification, and you think that, you know, you're going to get it faster and quicker, but you're going to learn the hard way, unfortunately. But I love you. Wes, what body wash do you use? You know, I forgot. I forgot what I'm using right now, honestly. What vitamins do you take for flawless skin? It's not just about the vitamins, it's about the lifestyle. Meditation, eating well, lotioning my skin properly, exfoliating as well, drinking water. Okay. Bye. Much love. Gotta go. This is Wesley, Billion Dollar Virgin. Much love, and let's go.